Dennis Rancourt has a PhD in physics. He is a former tenured full professor and has published over 100 articles in leading science journals. Rancourt and his team have used all-cause mortality data to prove there have been about 17 million deaths as a result of official COVID-19 measures, but not from COVID, which was a lie.
As far as I can tell from all-cause mortality data that we've been studying extensively for a long time, there's no such thing as a viral respiratory pandemic.
He explains all this in his essay entitled, There Was No Pandemic, which you can find on his Substack.
There was no pandemic in the sense that there was not a particularly virulent new pathogen that was spreading and causing death. That is not what happened. What happened was huge assaults against vulnerable people by many different methods. And every time you did that, you caused excess mortality. In all the countries where they were not doing that, there was absolutely no excess mortality, even if it was a jurisdiction that was right beside the one that was doing this.
Rancourt explains a science of psychological murder that has been officially studied and documented for well over a century. It wasn't just the spike protein that killed us. It was the whole damn thing.
Psychological stress and social isolation are dominant determinants of an individual's health. That causes a suppression of your immune system, and you're going to get some kind of infection, cancer, heart disease, and very often the lungs are very exposed to the environments and they're subjected to all the bacteria that you live with all the time. You get bacterial pneumonia. And it's a huge killer when a society is stressed, meaning all of its individuals are stressed. The kind of psychological stress that kills you is when your entire world is turned upside down. Your whole life you thought you had a place in the world, and it's gone. That will kill you within a very short time. We always occupy a dominance hierarchy, a social dominance hierarchy. That is how we organize our societies because we are social animals. It is a fundamental truth of how we organize societies. The stress that is intended to keep you in your place within that dominance hierarchy is an everyday chronic stress. And the stressors have to keep changing how they're going to stress you because you get habituated to the stress. So they have to randomly hit you with hard things every once in a while to really make sure you understand what your place is. That stress is one of the biggest determinants of health. But we have to admit that medicine itself is a massive killer. It's a massive cause of premature death of individuals.
Modern Western medicine is officially recognized as the third highest cause of death. It was designed to be a way of controlling the population.
The role of medicine as an institution in our society is to maintain the dominance hierarchy, is to keep people sick and to put them in their place. It's just part of that institutionally.
Financed by the Carnegie Foundation and published in 1910, the Flexner Report was used to outlaw natural medicine practices in America. The Rockefeller Foundation then funded a new kind of medicine, an inverted form of healthcare that utilized petrochemical drugs and experimental surgery to keep people sick and, in many cases, kill the patient. As Dennis Rancourt has pointed out, this is how societies have been run for centuries. A declassified document entitled Geomagnetic Factors in Spontaneous, Subjective, Telepathic, Precognitive, and Postmortem Experiences, as well as decades of trauma-based mind control research, shows us that the CIA and our governments are well aware of the deadly effects that traumatizing a population can induce. They are killing us with fear and trauma. This is known as psychogenic death or psychosomatic death. It is the phenomenon of sudden death brought about by strong emotional shock. Chairman of the Department of Physiology at Harvard Medical School, Walter Cannon, called it voodoo death because mind control is the main method used in voodoo rituals, which is well understood by our world leaders. Bill and Hillary Clinton spent their honeymoon in Haiti at a voodoo ritual, which Bill claims inspired him to run for political office.
I was particularly intrigued by the voodoo religion. Voodoo's central ritual is a dance during which spirits possess believers. On the most interesting day of the trip, I got the chance to observe voodoo in practice. After several minutes of rhythmic dancing to pounding drums, the spirits arrived, seizing a woman and a man. The man proceeded to rub a burning torch all over his body and walk on hot coals without being burned. The woman, in a frenzy, screamed repeatedly, then grabbed a live chicken and bit its head off. By the time we got back from Haiti, I had determined to run for Attorney General.
Greg Reese, reporting.